there was more work than you could manage almost. You're working after supper at night, you still carry on with working on getting ready for expeditions, you know, for sledging trips and so on. And really, you're working from the time you turned up to the time you turned out to the time you turned in. Getting the sledges rigged up and getting them put together. And one of my jobs particularly was making up the rations. Chippy made some sledge boxes, and then we put the rations, daily rations, in these. Well, it meant weighing out, because Mar and Doc Back, they worked out the daily rations, what each man should have, you see, for health and to do the work. And of course, they would refer to literature, Scott's experience and so on. And we had about a pound and three quarters of food per man per day. And this was pemmican and biscuit, pea flour, dried milk, bit of sugar, bit of tea, cocoa, chocolate in 2 ounce bars, butter, and things like that, you see. Anyway, it meant weighing out daily wax, man wax, for perhaps a month or two, whatever it was, the length of the trip you're planning, you see, and putting them into little linen bags, and to save the weight of the jars and the tins, you see. And also thought that we could get at them, because in a tin, you lost a tin opening, where would you be? You'd be stuck, wouldn't you? And then the paraffin and all that. You mean, looking back on it now, we had linen bags, you see. Well, there's nothing to that, but somebody had to think about, foresee that, you see. Mar or whatever, you see. I know, it's marvellous. We lack for nothing. Little details like that, you see. Anyway, this is one of the things, making up the rations and getting the paraffin, you know, weighed out or ready for the trip. And that was for when we were man hauling. And of course, with the dogs, you had to get the dog rations as well. They had 2 pounds of pemmican a day. And I used to, in a way, feel a bit jealous of them, because they had 2 pounds and we had 1 3/4. But I thought, well, they're working a lot harder than we are. They deserve it. In fact, you know, you had to. Be strict with yourself not to pinch some of their pemmican and start gnawing that, you see. There was little briquettes, because what a take, fair play, you know, pinching food like that. I know, I did take a nibble out at a cake once, it's jolly good.